Okay, so I woke up this morning to read some shocking news, and it was that Michael Jackson suffered from lupus, and they actually believe that that's what killed him, that it caused a massive heart attack, because it's common to cause a massive heart attack in people between the age of 40 and 50. Not only that, you guys know all the weird behavior that we would hear about? You know, the surgical masks, the weird disguises? It all makes sense now. As somebody who suffers from lupus that has triggered additional diseases, which it also did with him, now that I know all that, all day today I've been like, oh my gosh, all this stuff, the disguises, the surgical masks, the going to the court in his pajamas on it because he went to the hospital, the ER on his way, all these things, you know, and trying to hide the way he looks. It all makes sense to me now. And I'm going to show you guys some things. I want you guys to understand what he went through because it all makes sense now. You know that all that stuff with his court cases, I'm not going to get into that. And I'll tell you why, because I don't really know what happened. We're all going to be stuck in limbo on that. You know, I mean, there's certain things that look bad against him. There's certain things that look bad against both the mothers in both cases. They both had tried to previously sue people on false allegations. So, you know what? Nobody's going to know. Nobody is. But, you know what? If you put all that aside, let me tell you something. Now, if you put all that aside, everything else is no longer weird. You're going to find out through this video what it's like, what he went through, and why he did the things that he did. Oh my gosh, I've just been all day, I've been like, wow, it all makes so much sense. Everything he did falls into place now. It's not weird anymore. And I'm going to tell you why. First, you need to understand lupus. So very quickly, I'm going to explain to you. You have these things called anti-nuclear antibodies, and ANA is what they call it, ANA, anti-nuclear antibodies. And what they do is they fight off foreign agents like the cold or the flu or an infection. What happens with lupus is you get too many of those antibodies and they become confused. Pretty soon they think that your body is a foreign agent. They actually attack your body then, or in parts of your body. And it's a very unpredictable disease. It causes severe joint inflammation systemically. It's not like, you know, you get like one joint or two joints. It actually causes systemic joint inflammation. It's very painful, incredibly painful. It also can affect anything in your body. It can make you lose your hair. It can attack your skin. It can attack your eyes. It can attack your liver. It often causes kidney failure. It also causes pericarditis around the heart and pleurisy. One of the other things it causes, and this is how it causes heart attack, it causes inflammation in the vascular system by two different things. One is almost every lupus patient suffers from what's called Raynaud's syndrome. Raynaud's syndrome is inflammation in the vessels that are in your extremities, like your hands and your fingers. And if they get cold, your Raynaud's acts up, and you can actually lose your fingers and your toes, or your hand and your foot.